Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what's good on people? Welcome back to another episode of the Miles Mikulski Podcast. And oh man, what a week it has been. My whole equilibrium today is off. It's very, very, very off. I had the second vaccine yesterday. And the first one, I had it about a month ago, literally pretty much a month to the day. I was all right. I mean, I was bare hungry. Like, I reached for a ham sandwich for the first time in like 15 years. I'm not even joking. And it was mad. I was like, what am I doing? Like, you know, that was there. Like, I don't know what happened when the Pfizer was coming through. It was absolute nonsense. It was like, I've never reached for a ham sandwich, like, more made one myself. Yeah, since probably like year seven, year eight. And that might have just been because it was packed lunch at school. Do you know what I'm saying? I might have even made that at the time. Or if I did, then you had to sprinkle the little black pepper on it. Yeah, I mean, because plain ham sandwich is dead. But listen, that was the last time. This time around, I had to sit in the sun for 15 minutes. I went to like a walk-in one, the same place I got the first one, which is actually my old nursery. So that was kind of funny, thinking about the flashbacks when there's no flashbacks. I can't remember my nursery time. Who can? But I was just there, and then today I'm like, I feel like I got a little bit of a temperature and stuff like that, but I think that could be because of the, you know, the weather drop, or it could also just be like the effect of the side effect of the vaccine. So I've been pretty much chilling. But at the start of the week, I actually went through another madness in itself, right? So a couple weeks ago, we had to do measurements in that, right? And we had to get dress ready for two weddings, a trad wedding and a church wedding. And I've been kind of referencing it, but I don't believe I've been mentioning it on the podcast. So we've been kind of getting ready for that. I think I did the measurements in either the end of May, or I did them at least over a month ago, right? But I've never tailored before. I've never done stuff, you know, for myself. So it comes around now, on Monday I went to go and try the clothes on, and obviously we haven't had a podcast in about 2 weeks, like one of these what a weeks. So I'm telling you it's absolutely crazy. I tried the clothes on, and we got the clothes ordered from Nigeria. So this is my first ever like Nigerian outfit. One of them is called the Senator outfit, and it's like the other one is like evening wear. But you have like three different outfits. Fam, one of them fit. One of them fit, and two of them didn't. And I was so panicked. I was like, I might have to step down from being a Guzman. This ain't looking good, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yo, this is a bit bad. But we had to measure ourselves. We didn't get tailors to do it. So anyway, on Monday, I had to go around to my mates, or the groom's like auntie, like a distant auntie. And retailor, and she had to make adjustments. I was supposed to go and pick up the stuff today, but like I said, I'm not really feeling like 100% that great. So I was like, let me just leave it and go on Monday. So I'm hoping, pray for me, fingers crossed, touch wood, all of that stuff, yeah. Fingers crossed, Monday when I fit on, think of me around 6:30 p.m, yeah, when you're out there, because I need to make sure this bangs. But let's get back into another talking topic for this week, and that is Russ. So for this 2021 year, Russ has actually had a pretty good year so far. Halfway point in the year. Body, first draw song to go number one, biggest draw song in the UK of all time. Big Shark, which we're going to play in a minute, was pretty good as a follow-up. It wasn't as amazing. It's not got the same like infectious rhythm to it, but it's still a good song. Do you like it? Still appreciate it. So the GRM Rated Awards are back for this year. They weren't around last year, obviously, I think due to COVID. I don't know if they were around in 2019 either, because there was a whole thing that happened, I think, in 2018, and it kind of put a bit of a gray area onto it. But like so many other things, COVID and everything's allowed people to reset and, you know, come with a different face and a different look. So they released their nominees, and basically the nominees are based on a time frame. And that time frame, I'm going to read you, this is directly from their website, yeah, is basically a celebration of the best Black British music based between the 1st of June 2020 to the 1st of June 2021. So Body fits into that. Yeah, bear in mind, Body, not Big Shark. We'll play Big Shark today, but Body fits into that. This basically means that you'd expect Russ to be in there for at least Song of the Year. For at very minimum, Song of the Year should be in there. Or even Artist of the Year, just because of the point, right? Because for half of the year he's popped. Not a whole year, but for half. So he should be there. So I'm going to run through these nominations and you're going to see why he has been annoyed this week. Album of the Year, AJ Tracy Flu Game, Bugsy Malone The Resurrection, D-Block Europe The Blueprint, Us vs. Them, Fredo Money Can't Buy Happiness, Gets Conflict of Interest, Heady One with Ednar, K-Trap Side, Street Side Effect, sorry, Lowski Music, Trial and Trauma, Jewel Story, Nines Crabs in a Bucket, or Slow Tie of Tyron, yeah? Me personally, I think AJ Tracy's album wasn't that great, neither was Bugsy Malone's, neither was D-Block Europe, Fredo's was good, Gets was decent, Heady One's was pretty good, I still like that one now. K-Trap's I never really got into fully, so I can't really make an opinion. Lowski's was alright, Nines won last year, but I don't really listen to any of the songs now, and Tyron's one came out at the start of the year, and it's decent, it's alright. So I really think that it's probably out of Heady One or Nines for that, to be fair. Maybe Lowski, maybe Fredo, potentially, because he's got another album on the way, so it might push it. Either way, we move on, right? Female Artist of the Year, Bree Runway, Darko, Any, Ivorian Doll, Georgia Smith, Lady Leisha, Miss Bank, Shabo, Steph London, or Midas the Jagaban. To be honest with you, Ivorian Doll's got a shout with that. I think Shabo's got a big shout with that as well. So does Bree Runway. So I think they're the kind of main three that I'd see them doing stuff. Male Artist of the Year, remember Russ again, AJ Tracy, Abracadabra, Central C, Chip, Digga D, Fredo, Gets, Heady One, Pot of Paper, Tion Wayne. No Russ, bit of a surprise. Tion Wayne's there. Bear in mind, Tion Wayne had a few songs last year as well, but no Russ, but Chip's there. I ain't gonna lie, Chip, what has Chip done in the last, I'm not even hating on Chip, but what has Chip done in the last year apart from drop diss tracks? AJ Tracy, fair enough. Central C, fair enough. Digga D, fair enough. Everyone else, fair enough. Breakthrough Artist of the Year, RD, Backrow G, Any, Central C, French the Kid, Jordan, Shabo, SR, Parcelu, and we want Wraiths. RD will probably win that, if we're being real. I like my person, actually RD or Central C will probably win that. Backrow G's been my favorite artist in the last 24 hours, you know, wow. 12 months, there we go, get the right time frame. Personality of the Year, Big Zoo, Chunks, Harry Panera, Mela Rose, Michael Dapper, Mo Gilligan, Munya Chihuahua, Nicola Milano, Young Philly, ZZ Mills. Don't really necessarily care about that one. But good luck to all of those. Track of the Year, A1 and J. Bear in mind, yeah, Track of the Year, bear in mind, 1st of June to 1st of June, yeah? 2020 to 2021. Body came out in like March, April, yeah? Bear that in mind. Anyway, Track of the Year, A1 and J1 Latest Trends came out this year. Abracadabra, massive song, On Deck. Central C, Loading, came out last year, fair enough. Digga D with Woy, big song. Any Peng Black Girls, played it on the show before, great song. Heady One, Stormzy, Ain't Indifferent, AJ Tracy on that one as well. Nines, Aeroplane Road, Pass Salute, My Family with Backrow G, Pot of Paper with Purpose, and Russ and Tillman with Body. So the only nomination so far I've read out is Russ and Tillman with Body. And to be honest with you, if they don't win that out of all the songs that have come out, it's a bit mad, because they're the only ones that got to number one. That's what I'm saying. Video of the Year, H, AJ Tracy, I'm going to just quickly skim through this now. Gets, Heady One, Lil Sims, Meeks, Nines, Parcelu with My Family, Russ and Tillman with Body, Slow Tie and Skepta with Cancelled. I'm going to skip Mixtape of the Year. I'm going to skip Radio Personality of the Year, because if my name's not on it, then we ain't winning. Joking. But still, soon come. And Producer of the Year is Producers, but we're not going to get into that so much. But Russ believed that he should have been nominated for more awards. And I think he's got a shout. I think, like I said, Artist of the Year, he's not on that name, but Chip is. And I don't want to make Chip seem like the scapegoat, like it's Chip's fault, but it's Chip's fault. I mean, Chip has taken up a space where he shouldn't be right now this year, because he ain't done anything to deserve that. He will have that next year. I don't want to hear diss tracks don't make you the best artist of the year, or even give you a nomination for that, in my opinion. Do you know what I mean? I know a lot of the people in the UK right now are mad gassed on, like, every time Chip drops a diss track, but me personally, I don't really rate diss tracks like that, especially when you're just saying the same things over and over. Don't get me wrong, I like them, especially in 2015 2016. Now I don't care about what you think about Stormzy and Dave, because Stormzy is just, like I said, like I've said so many times, Stormzy's a bigger brand than you. He's not intimidated by you, he's not threatened by you. Even though you're saying stuff that makes people think, nothing's gonna change until you start popping again commercially. And chances are that might happen or it might not. So we don't know that. So we have to just wait and see. But anyway, let's move on. So Kanye West, he was supposed to drop an album. You know, he confirmed it. Def Jam confirmed it. And Friday came, Friday went, Saturday's here. And
no album to be seen. Not on streaming services, not on illegal download sites, which you shouldn't be downloading from anyway, but you know. And nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Where is Donda? You know what I'm saying? You're wasting everyone's time. And the last three albums from Kanye, including this, so we're going to The Life of Pablo and Jesus is King, there have been very poor rollouts. I don't mean to just pop the microphone like that. Very poor rollouts from Kanye West. Life of Pablo, 2016. He changed songs, chopped and changed it. Good album, don't get me wrong, very, very good album, but there was too many chops and changes in there. There was a song with Wolves which had Vic Mensa on it when Vic Mensa was popping at the time. He took him off it, people were annoyed, and he put him back on it, and it was just too much. He was doing flip-flap, Ronaldinho flip-flap. It was too much, it was annoying. Then with Jesus is King, not really an album that I care about too much, but kept pushing it back, pushing it back, pushing it back. I think it came out Christmas Day. I think it did, eventually, 2019 or 2020. Don't really remember. I think it was 2019 though, right? This album announced everything. Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, it's coming out 23rd of July. There you go, man. 23rd of July, let's go. Where is it? 24th of July now. We're halfway through this. We're not even halfway through this day because we've gone past today. It's gone past midday. We're getting towards the end of Saturday and it ain't coming. So guys, if you're a big Kanye West fan, expect that stuff to come in who knows when. Yeah, I mean, in the future times. If you just different space and different place. That's what I'm saying. Because it ain't coming today. It didn't come yesterday and it ain't coming today. It better not by the time you end the show, because then I'll be mad, innit? Everyone will be like, clip this. Clip it. Anyway, let's move on to another person right now because we're running out of time. And he has dropped his album last week, but he's not alive to anymore to, share and enjoy about it. And it's got a lot of bad backlash as well. Like, and to be fair, in a sense, rightfully so. Because, like, certain songs don't necessarily seem like they would fit on an album that was released. And if you know what I'm talking about right now, you know I'm talking about Pop Smoke. You know I'm talking about the album Faith, which came out last week, I believe it was, or 2 weeks ago. Either way, it was in July. And some songs I enjoy, like Manslaughter with Rick Ross and The Dream, is the closest we'll ever get to a 50 Cent and Rick Ross tune, personally, right? I was here for all of that. I enjoyed that. There's a couple other songs that I don't mind. But when you think about Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, when you think about how that sounded, and then you think about this album, completely contrasting. And it's obviously, I feel like, I can't even say obviously, like, I think they dropped way too many songs for Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. AI dropped 36 songs for that. And I honestly believe that there's so many songs that could have been held. That deluxe, when they dropped an extra 12, could have been pushed. I would have happily had three separate Pop Smoke albums, like, by now, in a year and a half space, which would have only consisted of those 36 songs. And they would have been appreciated so much more. And then by the time you drop the fourth one, which would have been Faith, then you can start saying, okay, like, we can see that, you know, you're using the end of the catalogue. But when you give people so much, and obviously it's going to boost sales and stuff like that, and obviously, like, I'm going to treat it from a non-commercial standpoint and say they wanted to bless the fans with a lot of music to honor his passing, which is probably true, but at the same time, they wanted to, you know, get as much money out of it for this one, it looked like, because, what's his name? 808, not 808 Inc., what's his name, bro? Where's his name? Oh, Mello, 808 Mello, right? He wasn't involved in this whatsoever. 50 Cent didn't executive produce this album either. That's why you got Rick Ross on this album instead of 50 Cent being, you know what I mean? Because 50 Cent could have done Manslaughter and it would have sounded fine. But Rick Ross in 2021 is a better rapper than 50 Cent. Honestly, like, literally, 10 out of 10 people will probably agree with that. Do you know what I mean? But the difference is when you haven't got the core people that made Pop Smoke what Pop Smoke is on this album, it doesn't feel like authentic. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got Pharrell producing for you, and then you've got Next Man producing for you, you're going to tell the difference. I'm not saying AOA Mello is on the same level as Pharrell, but when two people have come up together, actually no, Drake and 40, it wouldn't sound right if it was someone else working on it. Obviously 40 doesn't have to work on every Drake song, but when it comes to album mode, there's certain people that you lock in with, and if you're you know, not locking in with those people because it's a posthumous release, let them people work on it. But they didn't. So yeah, I sound like I hate the album. I don't dislike it completely, but I do feel like there's a lot of holes that they kind of messed up on.
But of course, that is just my opinion on the whole Pop Smoke situation. Did you like the album? Did you not like the album? Let me know at the socials at Miles Mikulski. It's in the name on the podcast screen that you're watching right now, wherever you're listening to this. I don't know why I said watching. It's been a long day. It has been one of them ones there. Anyway, take care, stay safe, stay blessed. I have got the weddings back to back that I was talking about. They're both on Saturdays. I usually record the podcast on Sunday. So I'm going to try and still crack open some podcasts and get some content rolled out for you guys. Again, thank you for listening every single week as you do. I'll hopefully be back next week to talk about the first wedding, because that'll be one of two out of the way. But if not, then yeah, you know that it was mad lit and I'm probably in bed hungover or doing something else. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and something else in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Take care. In a bit. Peace, peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.